Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Uh-oh, man, I need a napkin. I got one dirty hand, and I don't want to touch any of my dials. With arroz con pollo all over it. You know what? I'll just wipe it on this. Man, don't you hate it when you don't have a napkin? You know, we try to decrease the amount of stress in our life, and we don't have a napkin. I'm right now got a piece of paper I could use. I think it's for my tax return. And, okay, I could wipe that. That I usually save when I run out of toilet paper. But, oh, well, that was yummy lunch. Yummy lunch. That's my yummy breakfast. I had arroz con pollo. We have a place in Vegas called Flaming Fajitas. And, boy, do those fajitas aflame. But I asked them to make me the arroz con pollo, and they're like, what are you talking about, woman? Like, you got rice, chicken, and cheese. Just make me that, arroz con pollo. Nice and heated up, the cheese, and, you know, it's good comfort food. It's fattening, a lot of carbs. But you know how I do it is that I take half home. So I take half home, so then when I'm on air the next day, I can eat arroz con pollo. Problem is I don't have any utensils, so I end up eating rice with my fingers. Now, I come from a family, you know, because my dad, you know, on our Mediterranean descent, you would eat a lot of things with your fingers. You just kind of cup the fingers. So I could eat rice with my fingers easy. Chopsticks are hard, but eating, you know, scooping with fingers is easy for me. Problem is you need a napkin. So no tengo una servilleta, and this is an issue for me. All right, we got a lot to talk about. And be nice to me. All right, I need you guys to be nice. Apparently there's a study where bullying is now a public health problem. Did you guys know this? All right, we have so many bullies out there, so many bad guys, so many meanies, all right? And we are being bullied on so many different levels that now they're saying it's a public health problem. They tracked 2,668 people from early childhood through adulthood. And researchers found that 13-year-olds were frequent targets of bullies. Were three times more likely than their non-victimized peers to then later be depressed as adults. So for those of us who were bullied, we were three times more likely to be depressed later. I was bullied. We all were bullied. I bullied my brother. My brother and my sister bullied me. Bullying is a part of growing up, but we're probably talking about severe, severe bullying, like wedgie, atomic wedgies, public humiliation. Public humiliation is really, really scary. You know, it's one thing to just kind of be bumped out of the way on the side of the road. But when we're looking at, you know, public humiliation like pantsing, you know, or tube topping, that could devastate you for life. And now with the internet and all the pictures that are out there, they say even when researchers accounted for factors like a teen's record of behavioral problems, social class, child abuse, family history, depression, those who were bullied at least once a week were more than twice as likely to be depressed. The findings were published in the Tuesday British Medical Journal. It should prompt teachers, parents, and public health authorities to get serious about cracking down on bullying. They say depression is a major public health problem worldwide and high social and economic costs. All right, so we know that there is a study between bullying and depression, okay? There's also an Avon longitudinal study of parents and children. They looked at abuse within, you know, the bullying, and they looked at the time upon victimization and whether the people felt they were bullied. It's a long study, and I apologize, but it looks like, you know, people could be bullied either once a week, four times a week, every day. I remember my sister told me back in the 80s that we were probably cut down at least 100 times a day. You go through, it took you from the time you left your mama's house to the time you got home at night. You were basically bullied about 100 plus different times. And I was like, oh, that's all? I want to go to that school. So I was watching. Do you guys ever watch Veep? Veep is very, very funny. It's Julia Louis-Dreyfus, you know, as vice president, then president. And the staff rips on each other. It looks like all day long, all the staff does is make fun of each other and calls each other names, calls each other horrible words, cusses at each other. And when you look at that, okay, I come from when I waited tables and medical school and all that, all we did was cuss at each other, make fun of each other, act like we hated each other, but we all kind of got along at the end of the day. So for me, that type of working environment I can handle. Okay? But for a lot of others, no, they can't. And I'm not saying Veep is representative of, you know, what usually happens in the hospital, in a work setting. But there are always little battles going on. And I'm wondering, what's the best way to prepare our kids for that? On one end, I don't want our kids scared to school. I was scared to death to ride the school bus. I was scared to death to be in the back of the locker room or the gym with some of these girls. I was scared to death. I would get hurt. Okay? And you don't want any child going through school like that. They don't want to study. They don't want to eat. And they can have long-term effects. But then on the other hand, all right, having these no bully policies, which I'm for, are we possibly creating a generation where when they actually get around, you know, adults, and an adult says something to them, and they act inappropriately or respond inappropriately, then are we doing them a disservice? You know, how do we train kids to toughen up and master the bully and get them back? I told you guys, there was this guy, he was such a jerk to me in school. And I went to 12 different schools, and one of the schools that I went to ended up being from a feeder school, and I run into this guy again. And I remember seeing him, and I was hiding from him about a week. All of a sudden, we're in class, and he sees me. So he starts to go after me. Oh, doll, you're this, you know. And I laid into him, like with the funnies. You know, I made fun of him, and apparently it was funny enough to make his friends laugh. And I just kind of kept going after him. So the next couple days, I just bullied him. And he backed down. And that was probably the last time I was bullied ever. Now, I'm not saying we need to teach our kids to bully, but how do we teach our kids to fight back? All right? We don't want them bullied, but we also don't want them in this bubble such that when the poop really starts to hit the fan in high school or college or work, you know, they can't handle it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Alright guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. I did find a napkin. 1-877-C-ASK and you shall receive. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. I know Don is so cute. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. I know a lot of you guys took part in the Ice Bucket Challenge, and I appreciate that. And many of you take part in a lot of charities. And it's really honorable. It's unselfish, and I think you guys are heroes. Well, unfortunately, some of your heroism has gone to waste as we come to find out that a hold a Coke with your boobs challenge that was supposed to raise awareness for breast cancer was never really officially a cause, and it was a joke. The Breast Cancer Research Foundation admitted that it was not affiliated, all right, with the holding a Coke with your boobs. But I believe they said if any of you guys did raise any money for breast cancer research, they would, of course, accept it because, you know, it's going for good. So the organizers of hashtag Hold a Coke with Your Boobs Challenge on social media attempted to make breast cancer sexy. The trend was started by a Las Vegas-based adult entertainment scout encouraging women and men to post a soft drink held in their cleavage. A large number of images have already been posted online showing mainly topless women attempting to cover their nipples while holding a can of Coke in their breasts, all apparently in the name of raising money for breast cancer. Ladies, come on. How stupid? Come on. Really? Are you kidding me? If somebody tells you to take off your shirt and to pose with Coca-Cola in between your breasts, don't you think you'd rather go, you know what, I'll just hand them a 20 instead? All right, but apparently it's supposed to be a joke and like a joke off the ice bucket challenge, but here you have people just doing it. I mean, and, you know, maybe gave women a chance to go, look, I got good boobies, so, yeah, I'll absolutely do that. But I think it's ridiculous. You have somebody here in a Darth Vader mask. She's in a Darth Vader mask, and she's doing it. All right, so some women use their underwear to hold the soft drinks. Many others have opted to pose completely topless. I don't know how, though, you can hold it. Somebody had, like, a bottle. One of my Facebook buddies says, you know, do it with a 2-liter bottle, and I'll be impressed. I don't really know how you're doing that. I would first say don't use a refrigerated one because that's obviously too cold. The Ice Bucket Challenge rose, what, about $100 million for amyotrophic lateral sclerosis? This, I don't know how much money has been raised. So the Breast Cancer Research Foundation revealed that the trend is not raising money for them, telling Esquire magazine it has no connection with the campaign but would happily receive donations from the challenge if they do start to come in. My guess is even after this news broke, people are still going to take pictures. And there's going to be probably a spin-off with putting something in the pants. Like, I don't know, maybe holding the bottle of Coke down below the waist for men. So, honestly, you know, I love the idea of raising money for cancers and charities. But if this is just a excuse to do porn, I think it's ridiculous. And I'm actually ashamed, okay? Because what you know what this really does is it messes it up for the rest of us that want to have a pretty cool campaign to raise money for a cause, okay? Fine. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, many of us are intrigued by these pop quizzes that we have. And there's these pop quizzes that will tell us if we are going to die in the next 5 years. So apparently there's a sample test that we have here, okay? And scientists have developed a 5-minute online test, which they claim can accurately determine your chance of surviving in the next 5 years. Answering just 11 questions for women or 13 questions for men will give you certain points, and then they can determine your mortality. This is coming from the website Ubble, and it is supposed to be free. So for men, they go, how old are you? How many cars or vans are in your household? How many people live in your house? Who are the people that you live with, wife, etc.? Do you smoke? How often did you smoke in the past? In general, how would you rate your overall health? How would you describe your usual walking pace? Has a doctor ever told you you had diabetes? Has a doctor ever told you you had cancer? My guess is if you answered that question, you probably wouldn't score as well. Has a doctor ever told you that you had any of the following conditions? Heart attack, angina, stroke, high blood pressure. In the last 2 years, have you had any serious illnesses, injury or assault to yourself, death of a close relative, marital separation or divorce, financial difficulties probably. Do you receive attendance allowance, disability, or allowance? That's probably like pension. Okay, and then for women, how old are we? You have to be between 40 and 70 to take this test. Woo! Just barely made it. How many children did I give birth to? But you know what? I want to take this. Hold on a second. I want to take this test. Let me see if it'll let me. All right. I mean, you guys all know my age. Okay, so here we go. Oh, I'm scared. Oh, I'm scared. What's your age? I am 20. No, all right. I better. You know, you guys know I'm in my 40s, and I'm not really excited about that. I am a female, and I got the boobies to prove it. How many children? Two that I know of. All right, hold on. This is really important here. Do I smoke tobacco? Never. Do I? Oh, this thing is slow. It's probably like, man, this woman is already screwed. She's had two kids. In the past, have you ever smoked tobacco? I tried it once or twice, and that was it, and it sucked. I think my overall health is pretty excellent. I really do. Thanks to you. You know, you guys, I wouldn't have a radio show if I didn't. Do I have a longstanding disability in for me? I got a big tushy, but I'm going to say no on that one. How do you describe walking pace? I am very brisk. I walk fast. So I put myself as brisk pace. Have you ever seen a general practitioner for anxiety, tension, or depression? No, just my hemorrhoids. Has a doctor ever told you you had cancer? No. I have had a doctor tell me that, again, I got too big a tushy. Have you experienced an assault, death of a close relative, death of a spouse, financial difficulties? Yes, financial difficulties. So I'm going to say yes to that one because I want to know what that one does, because financial difficulties really suck the big one. I got to tell you, man. If there's anything, you know, that we want to add as a risk factor, I add financial difficulties. I don't get any disability, no welfare, nothing. And then my UBL age is 32 years old, so that the risk of dying in the next 5 years is the equivalent to somebody who's age 32. My five-year risk of dying is 0.3%. Oh, nice. Yeehaw. All right, so that means I'm doing pretty good. All right. Thank you, UBL. So I'm going to post this on my Facebook and my Twitter if you guys want to take the test. Please, for the love of God, no cheating. Oh, really quick. I got an email here. Hold on a second. This had to do with the first part of the show. Oh, boy. Hold on a second here. Here we go. Doctor, my wife bullies me. How do you stand up to your wife without getting arrested? We were talking about bullying before the show started. Or when the show started, and for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. People feel bullied a lot by their spouse. I sometimes see my husband bully me, and I bully him. You know, I don't mean to bully him, but directly, you know, I indirectly, I do. You know, like, I will, I don't know how, what's the best way for me to say I bully him? Oh, yeah, I bring my mother over. I mean, that just levels him. So if your wife bullies you, and, you know, I mean, you need to stand up to her. Nothing physical, nothing abusive, and just go, quit trying to be a bully. I'm not being a bully. Like, yeah, look, you know, you make fun of me. You're always putting me down. Well, you want to just get a divorce? Well, no, I don't want to be bullied. Okay, this is the place of home. This is where it's supposed to be love and fun. And I come home, and you just harangue me and harass me. And I don't want to prefer to be at work. Ooh, you're cheating on me. Well, I don't know how you guys, I don't know how that conversation would go. Maybe you need a marriage therapist. But I say you have to. I mean, I've had conversations with my husband where it's always negative. We come home and all we do is we complain about the day. Why are we complaining? Why aren't we being positive? Because then the kids do the same thing. How was school? It sucked. Well, are you looking forward to the party on the weekend? No. Okay, come on, guys. No more negativity. So if you can't directly tell your wife to stop bullying you, another thing you could do is say, all right, guys, this is going to be a family challenge. It's all going to be about the positive. We're going to see what happens if for a whole week we do positive stuff. How the hell am I supposed to be positive? There's nothing to be positive about. No, 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 you already failed. Okay, we're going to try this again. Okay, for example, okay, the food is cold. Instead of saying the food is cold, why don't we say, you know what, the food is good. I bet it would be more awesome, warmer. But this is still good. You know, we're grateful we're eating. We got meals. Yeah, yeah, that works. Yeah, yeah, yeah. See? Try to make people go positive. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So melanoma rates have doubled since the 1980s. Now, I'm shocked by this, okay? You know, we've been talking about, you know, cancer and there's skin cancer and, you know, and yeah, we have skin cancer on the rise, but stop and think about it. I mean, we used to bake in the sun years ago. It was all about the tan. We would bake. Then all of a sudden sunscreen came out. We're like, all right, well, we've got to start using sunscreen. And then we were, you know, scared about skin cancer. Then we were told not to go out into the sun between 10 and 2. So we started to hide from the sun in the 90s and the 2000s, et cetera. Then if that's the case, why the hell is melanoma rates doubling? According to the CDC, there will be 112,000 new cases by 2030 if action is not taken. Now, these are 112,000 new cases already among the, I forget how many thousands we have now. I think it's like 11 per 100,000 people get melanoma. But that was back in the 80s. So it is the nastiest, deadliest skin cancer, right? Apparently, they said melanoma is responsible for more than 9,000 skin cancer deaths a year. It is also an expensive cancer to treat. If preventative measures aren't taken, the annual cost of treating new melanoma cases will triple from $457 million in 2011 to $1.6 billion in 2030. All right, Dr. Lisa Richardson, director of the Division of Cancer Prevention and Control, said the rate of people getting melanoma continues to increase every year compared to the rates of most other cancers. If we take action now, we could prevent hundreds of thousands of new cases of skin cancer, including melanoma, and save billions of dollars in cost. So what the hell is going on? Okay, what is going on? You guys know about sunscreen. You know about, you know, keeping yourself covered. You guys know that, you know, you wear hats and you, you know, have to, you know, evaluate the SPF factor. Well, then there's a couple theories. One theory could be, what if these sunscreens aren't helping us? What if these sunscreens are causing us to get melanoma? No. I don't want everybody to freak out. I know sunscreens work. Because when I lather up my kids or myself with sunscreen, and I do it half-assed, you see the part that gets the sun and the parts that don't. So you see how the sunblock works. So I know the sunblock is working. But the theory out there that maybe some of these sunscreens help take the UV and allow you to have a... free radical cascade causing some of the cells to go funny, that's going to be tough to prove. And so I'm not saying don't wear sunscreen because it'll cause a skin cancer, but this is a theory that's been coming out. All right? Now, that, the next thing is maybe melanoma rates are rising because we have more of us alive out here. So we have more people out here. We have more people that are living longer and not dying of other reasons. So they're older. Remember there was a study that came out saying a lot of retirees are now baking in the sun because there's a lot of cheap vacations. You could go to Mexico now and get an all-inclusive vacation, and it is a hell of a lot cheaper. I mean, you know, I never thought I could go to Hawaii or I could ever go to any of these places because it was just too damn expensive, you know, unless you made it for work. You know, if you went to a doctor's meeting, then maybe the hotel rooms would be, you know, a cheaper rate. If I was going for a business meeting, maybe I could use my ticket as a write-off. But for the most part, no, not very financially reasonable. Well, now they've come up with ways to make it so middle-class people could go to these places. So you're starting to see more people out there that usually couldn't, hence maybe you'll see more melanoma. So how do you know if you guys have a melanoma or not? Again, don't forget the ABCDFs, okay, of the moles. A is asymmetry. If you got colon cancer or if you have skin cancer is not going to grow like a nice, cute, little, round, perfect circle. It's going to be asymmetrical. One side will be different from the other. B is for border. Instead of the border being smooth, the border could be kind of big and bumpy, etc. C is color. Rather than the color being smooth, the color could have multiple different layers of color because the melanocytes are a little chaotic. D is diameter. If the diameter of this is greater than 1 centimeter, like a pencil eraser, that could be a melanoma. E is elevation or evolving. If the mole is starting to elevate and go up, or if it's starting to evolve into something different, that could be a sign of a melanoma. And then F is fast. I know it's what a lot of us say, go, holy, no. F is fast. And if this sucker is growing fast, that could be a sign of a melanoma. So I definitely want you getting that checked out. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. They say a ninth baby has died after heart surgery at a Florida hospital. They said it's the ninth infant to pass away since a procedure since a program opened at the end of 2011. A CNN investigation calculates that from 2011 to 2013, the program had a 12.5% mortality rate for open heart surgeries. Now, some of you are like, well, you know, kids die a lot of times, you know, that have, you know, bad hearts and surgery. There's always a risk. They say, though, this number is three times the national average. So, the latest baby that died, I guess, the same day St. Mary's CEO David Carbone wrote a letter to employees about the CNN investigation, expressing support for the program and its heart surgeon, Dr. Michael Black. The patients we serve are afflicted with severe life-threatening conditions, and it is impossible to eliminate the risk of mortality. The hospital, which is owned by Tenet Healthcare, says CNN did not get the mortality rate right, but will not say what the hospital believes the correct rate is. Amy Baskin, a spokeswoman for the Pediatric Congenital Heart Association, says we are deeply saddened when a lack of institutional transparency may have contributed to potentially unnecessary risk and serious harm. Okay, whenever I see this, okay, I always have to take a step back and go, what the hell is going on here? All right, because again, I don't know if we're getting the right numbers from the hospital. I don't know if we're getting the right numbers from the news. And the one thing I think we've learned is a media story going viral could put an innocent business completely out of business and out of commission when they really did nothing wrong and it was false facts being perpetrated. Okay, but then on the other hand, if you have a facility that is attracting patients of a certain sickness and they really have trouble, you know, helping them, whereas these kids can be helped in another facility, we need to know that as well. So, you know, when we look at heart, like, for example, one of the children that died had a truncus arteriosus. There's a variety of different there's a variety of different heart conditions where either the baby is born with the arteries transposed, like transposition of the great vessels. You have some where you have patent foramen, so you have holes in the heart. You know, people will say, well, there's holes in the heart. All right, so there's, you know, cases of those, and sometimes those have to be fixed. I mean, heart surgery could be a variety of things. And, you know, when we decide that, all right, well, you know, this person has to go to this hospital, it's whoever's the specialist in treating something like that, okay? So usually there's valve issues, there could be, you have arteries, you have pulmonary arteries, you have the aorta, you have the valves, it's a pump. The heart is a pump and it's a delicate pump. There could be a ventricular septal defect where the ventricle is missing. Now you have the blood that gets mixed, so these babies don't seem to get as pink because they're lacking a ventricle, and so it's not separating the oxygenated blood and the non-oxygenated blood. Truncus arteriosus, you have one large blood vessel leading out of the heart, but you're supposed to have two separate vessels coming out of the heart. Alright, or you have two lower chambers of the heart missing, a portion of the wall that divides them is gone, a variety of things. So, I could go on. So, you know, these are things that need to be addressed quickly. They need to be addressed by the best of the best. Alright, sometimes children die. What we need to know is this kind of the average number of, you know, what happens, or is there something going on in this particular hospital? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
All right, guys, we are to the bone. How y'all doing out there? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we are starting a national campaign to collect new toys, preferably stuffed plush toys, because they're the easiest for kids in hospitals to play with for sick kids in hospitals. It's one of the easiest things to do without you guys having to put a Coke bottle in between your breasts and take pictures of it, which was a fake thing, and I hope none of you guys got suckered into doing that one. But it's a great charity. Nobody's asking for money. But if you have any new stuffed toys, or you could pick some new stuffed toys up at the store, we are collecting them. And we are starting to organize where we could do this throughout the country, where you could drop off stuffed toys. So it's going to be a great, great campaign. We're doing this in honor of little Jerry Tarkanian, grandson of the Hall of Fame coach Jerry Tarkanian. Little Jerry Tarkanian had a stroke in April, and thank God he's been recovering. And when he was in the hospital and he was getting frustrated, I got them this big, huge stuffed toy because I figured, you know, it was something he could easily play with, you know, only using one side of his body. And thank God he recovered, and he used that dog to help recover, and it was a hit. So Mom and I decided, why don't we do a toy drive for all toys and for all kids? So, not all toys, but all kids. So, if you guys want to help, or if you think your company could be a drop-off location, like a chain store, that would be really kick butt. Call us, at, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or leave a message on my answer line, or you could, email us at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. We also have a Facebook page, and we have a, Twitter, etc. Alright? This is an interesting email. Have you heard of this, doctor? My doctor always has us gowned when we come in. I never get to talk to him dressed. Even if I don't want an exam that day, he always has us undressed in a gown. Do you think he's a pervert? Now, I wish I could talk to you live. You guys could always call in with questions, okay? You know, even if I'm not, I'd like to talk to you live and ask questions because I'm on air 9 to 11 Pacific time in the mornings. But I'd like to know what kind of a doctor he is. I mean, if it's a gynecologist, you know, yeah, your doctor's going to need you kind of undressed and in a gown. For the most part, if you're needing to have that part of the body examined, etc., the olden days of you being dressed and they talk to you and then they say, okay, I'm going to leave the room, undress. They take that time, come back in, examine you, let you get dressed, go back out, let you get dressed again and talk to you. Those days are gone because there's just not enough time in the day for a doctor to just see 3, 4, 5 patients. I wish we could do it that way in the olden days. It was so nice. You had so much time with the patient. They didn't feel like they were herded, you know, like cattle back and forth. I think it's very uncomfortable to talk to your doctor naked. I don't like that, but unfortunately, it's the nature of the beast because we have to move quickly. But I'm a little confused. Is this just your regular general practitioner? I mean, are you there to talk to him about, I don't know, anxiety or a sleeping medication? I mean, here's the thing. You know, a lot of you guys, when you come in wearing clothes, I let you guys stay dressed, okay? And you guys are there to talk about something else, so, okay, I'm not going to have you in a gown. And then all of a sudden, you're like, boss, I'm having some chest pain. All right, so I go over to try to listen to your heart, and you got necklaces, and you got chains, and there's, you know, shirts and layers and all that. And then I say, okay, you know what? Stop. What we're going to do is we're going to let you get a gown. I want to listen to your heart. I want to do an EKG. So I step out of the room and I do that, etc. Now, that happens quite more often than I would like to say. And so if I was going to be time efficient, I probably, because if patients are going to spring on me that they got something going on and you need to look at them and evaluate them, I mean, I probably should, to save time, just have everybody already gowned and ready to go. So if they say, you know what, I got a mole on my back, look at this. Oh, by the way, doc, while you're here, can you look at this? Maybe that's why. So I don't want to say he's a pervert, okay? My guess is patients come in, they ask him 7 different things. Rather than doing it halfway with your clothes still on, he's like, just already be undressed, ready to go. The nurse would be in the room also. And then if there is an issue, I could take a look at the skin. I could take a look at that. I could take a look at that. And so that's my guess. Again, every doctor does it differently. Me, I leave my patients dressed. Then if they want to get undressed, or because they say, oh, by the way, I have this, I let them do that, but then I go see another patient in between while they're undressing, go see a patient in the room, then I'll run back and do that. But we lose a lot of time. It's not the most time efficient, you know, but which is why I think we got to go back to the old ways. You come in, you sit down in a beautiful office, you know, you get offered a Mai Tai. Yummy. Sit there. Oh, you're supposed to be fasting today, Mrs. Smith. Oh, man. No. Nah, you know what? Let's drink on it. Here's to our health. L'chaim. So anyway, I like that old way of doing things. We just don't have the time. So my question would be, what kind of a doctor is he? And then also, you do have the right to ask to not undress. I mean, if you want to just see him and stay dressed. I did that once. I wanted to talk to my gynecologist, but I really didn't need an exam. So I just stayed dressed. And she's like, okay, you don't need to. And I go, no, I don't need to be chanted. I just want to kind of talk to her. Okay, you know, all right. You're having sexual dysfunction, aren't you? No, I've always been sexually dysfunctional. I just want to talk to her. So then, you know, Dr. Commit, he's like, oh, Zion, what's going on? I go, you don't have to go down there today. Yay, aren't you lucky? She's like, yeah, what's going on? I don't know. I just want to talk to you. I'll say hi. And that probably wasted her time. I'll do that. Sometimes I'll just go in, you know, and shoot the breeze. Then I leave and I have a copay. I'm like, no. I know. I need more to keep me occupied. All right. So no, I don't think your doctor is a pervert. Now, when should you consider your doctor being a pervert? Okay. Well, it's tough. Most perverts don't just blanketly act like it, okay? Where they, I've had a doctor that was, I think, completely inappropriate with me when I was younger, and I didn't realize it till later. I told you guys that story, and just really quickly, I had a kidney stone, so I had to see the kidney doctor, and again, you know, he meets me, talks to me, says, okay, I need you completely undressed. So I'm completely undressed, but it really wasn't anything that didn't really fit me. It was kind of odd. I didn't feel like, you know. So as he opened in front, he did not have the nurse there, and he walks in, and he starts doing a breast exam on me. He starts feeling and lumps and bumps all over the place, or, you know, down into the Lili area and whatever. He's like, all right, well, you know, so if you had a kidney stone at the hospital, I'm going to send you to a nutritionist. And I was like, really, I had to be naked for that? And I didn't realize until I was in medical school years later, and the teacher up at the front of the class was going, all right, guys, so this was the patient with the kidney stone. You guys ordered an ultrasound. You ordered this. Did we forget anything on this mock patient? I go, yeah, you forgot a lot of things. What, Dahlia? Well, you didn't do a breast exam. You didn't do a pelvic exam. You didn't palpate around the vagina. And they're like, why would we do that? I go, well, that's what happened to me when I had a kidney stone. And everybody's looking at me like, oh, my gosh, can you say assault? Like, what are you talking about? He was thorough. So when in doubt, ask, you know. And it's hard to do. Go, I understand you're doing a breast exam. Can you tell me why? Because I think my husband's going to want to know. Or have your husband in your room. Have your friend in your room. You know, bring somebody. I think when people have other people in there, there's less of a chance because there's kind of like a witness. And then, okay, in case you're going to be embarrassed, you know. I tried to bring my son with me when I had a pap smear. I'm like, just stand over there. And he was sitting there with his little Nintendo little game. It was really annoying for both me and the doctor. But I didn't bring him in for that reason. I just brought him in because I didn't know what the hell to do with him. I didn't want to wait in the waiting room. All right. So, when in doubt, get it checked out. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA. Don't go away.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com.